You're listening to KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Idaho Governor Butch Otter announced yesterday he's recommending that Idaho build a state-based health insurance exchange under the Affordable Care Act. Otter said there will be a health insurance exchange in Idaho. The only question is who will build it, and he wants Idaho to have some say. State Impact Idaho's Molly Messick has been following this story for months. Molly, what did Otter say yesterday?
He basically said, look, we're facing this federal deadline, and I want the state to have as many options as it can have. His statement was very, very critical of Obamacare. He said that he doesn't want the state to be at the federal government's mercy, and that means saying at this stage that Idaho plans to build its own health insurance exchange. In other words, he's opting in the least enthusiastic way possible, and this is, of course, subject to legislation. Approval.
What exactly is a health insurance exchange?
There are these online marketplaces that are a key part of the Affordable Care Act. They allow customers, most of whom will be people who don't get insurance through their place of employment, to compare health insurance plans based on things like the cost of the plan, the kinds of benefits it offers, those kinds of things. They're supposed to be fully operational by 2014, and states basically have three options under the Affordable Care Act. They can build their own exchanges, they can partner with the federal government, or they can default to a federal exchange.
And what led up to Otter's decision yesterday?
The Idaho legislature really avoided this issue last session. I think a lot of people hoped the Supreme Court might overturn the law in its June ruling. That, of course, didn't happen. And that put the decision back in the state's lap. The governor created a working group that studied the question over several months. That working group ultimately recommended that the state pursue a state-based exchange. One of the main concerns of that group was that Idaho maintain control of its own health insurance market. And working group members also said that they thought it would help Idaho keep health insurance costs down, among other benefits. So that's what the governor is weighing going into this decision.
What's the next step? The Idaho legislature, do they have a say in this?
Yes, exactly. This isn't a done deal. Essentially, what the governor did was buy the state more time. He wants lawmakers to consider this. They'll come to a decision for the state. And it's really not clear at this point how that will go.
Well, do we have any indications of which way lawmakers are likely to jump in January when it comes to, I guess, approving Otter's decision?
It's really hard to say. It seems like there are a lot of pragmatists in the legislature who think, okay, we want to have as much state control over this process as possible. But there are a lot of holdouts, a lot of people who remain very opposed to the Affordable Care Act. And plus, there's been a lot of turnover, so it's really hard to know how those lawmakers, those new lawmakers, will come down on this. I spoke to Representative Scott Bedke this morning. He's the newly elected Speaker of the House. And here's part of what he had to say about it.
We don't want to just listen to a few disparate voices on this subject. We need to listen to everybody. And so I view my role as Speaker as one that facilitates that group dynamic, if you will.
He said basically many times over that he wants these ideas to percolate up from his membership. He doesn't want to have a top-down execution of this. And he also said that he himself is undecided. I got that same message last night from Senator Hill, who is the president pro tem of the Idaho Senate.
What happens if lawmakers don't approve the state-based exchange?
My understanding is that basically if the state does not do a state-based exchange, they could default to a partnership exchange or just a federally run exchange. There is an out, though, if that does happen. They have an option every year of determining which way they want the state to go. So in other words, the state could revisit this issue down the road and say, okay, now we want to build a state-based exchange.
What about the other big decision that Otter still has to make? Under the Affordable Care Act, the state must decide whether or not to expand Medicaid. Where are we on that issue?
I think if the health insurance exchange decision has been a tough one over the last, you know, more than a year at this point, the Medicaid expansion decision might be even tougher. There isn't this same looming deadline. States have to decide whether to expand Medicaid eligibility to people who make up to 133% of the federal poverty level. I've talked to some state lawmakers who are quite skittish about expanding an entitlement program, even if the federal government is going to pick up a lot of the tab, which is how that expansion is structured.
Thanks, Molly. State Impact Idaho has a complete build-out on the healthcare exchange issue and what it means for Idaho. It's at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.